How's everything going at the shop, Sadie?
Look, you don't have to worry about anything. It's all under control.
You're a lifesaver.
Love, where's the window, Lee?
Hey?
Think of the shop windows and the counter a bit of a clean.
Oh, look, it's underneath the sink, but don't do any of that.
No, I think you've got too many chocolates near the cash register.
Why is that?
Well, you don't want to encourage people to buy them, especially the young ones.
Oh, I'll think about that, dear. Oh. Oh, it looks like I've got some company. I have to ring you back.
Righto.
Kia ora, Queenie.
Kia ora, Edith. How are you?
I'm getting old.
You're not alone, girl. I bought you some fruit.
Oh, lovely. I'll see if they let me have some.
Of course. I never thought.
Oh, it was lovely of you anyway.
I heard they did a clearing at your house yesterday.
Oh, it was so soothing. Master did a lovely job.
He had a good teacher, dear.
Oh.
Hey, whore. You look like you want to punch something.
Preferably an old lady.
Thompson, cut that out.
I'm sorry, that Sadie just went up one side of me and down the other.
What does that mean?
He got a bollocking.
And how? She just chewed me out about how Karen and I...
Leave me out of this.
Well, she didn't. Apparently you and I don't really care about Edith. We've accused her of lying and making phone calls to you when she was jabbering to Sadie and who knows what else.
I did get a bit cross with her.
Oh, come on. If she didn't make that phone call, who did?
Did you find out what's wrong with Edith?
Yeah, she had some diabetic episode or something.
Oh, no. How did that happen? She injects herself with insulin.
I guess she's too senile to remember.
That's enough, Thompson. The lady's in hospital.
I'm not so sure she's a lady.
Hello, everyone. Been for your morning jog yet, Mara?
He's probably not up to it today. He's had a heavy night.
Oh, so what else is new? Is my father in?
He's in his office.
Good for nothing, little prick.
Oh, now who hasn't got a good word to say?
Give me Edith any day over Philip.
I say tomato and you say tomato.
And I say, what the hell does that mean? Philip! Partner, sit down.
Get stuff, Dad. You signed that contract?
Just waiting for the green light from a lawyer.
Oh, how much longer are we going to play this game?
It's good business to be careful.
Oh, I've had enough of this. What the hell is that?
It's just the facts. Sit down, Philip. I'll get you some coffee.
You can't call that swill coffee. Once you've signed that contract, the first thing we're going to buy is an espresso machine. And a fax machine that doesn't sound like a tractor.
Yeah, well... Yeah, this could be my lawyer's alteration to the contract.
Give me strength. We went through all of your changes yesterday.
Hang on. This doesn't make any sense.
What's the matter?
It's just numbers. 976-555-5181. Hang on. Karen, can you come in here?
Well, who's it from?
It doesn't say. Well, maybe it's one of your fancy clause numbers.
It might not feel like it, but we didn't have 976 billion clauses.
What is it, Frank?
Yeah, have a look at this. Do you know what it's about?
No. What a funny bunch of numbers.
It's not some bank account you requested for a direct debit, is it?
No. Oh, it could be an overseas phone number. What area code is 976? Who sent it?
It doesn't say.
Is there another page?
No.
Well, look, you can see where it came from, up here at the top. Oh, my God.
Well, what is it?
Look, Kessler's NZ.
What does that mean?
This fax came from up at the station, but there's nobody up there right now.
Clayborn was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.